I suppose the opportunity there is. We're probably 2 years in existence now, and I suppose I wanted to try and come involved in some way with football and I suppose everything here in Donegal and GA. I suppose been playing on it and I suppose been steeped in it over the last number of years. I thought it'd be a great fit for ourselves over there to try and do something. The opportunity arose, I suppose, to look at the whole championships and the package that was involved, and I just thought it was a great fit. You know, having suppose been playing with Glenn Swilly and coming up through the ranks at junior level, intermediate and senior level, I just thought it was important to try and, you know, capture the whole lot of it. You know, people that look at the senior championship being I suppose the pinnacle of football here in the county, you know, but you know, I suppose I disagree to a certain extent, and having coming through the levels and knowing the importance that every club puts within their respective championship, and you know, we got great joy out of our successes at each of them levels coming up, and they're every bit as important to what senior level would be. So I think a package that I suppose encapsulates the whole lot and encapsulates the importance of the whole lot, I think was key and critical, you know.
Yeah, and tell me, what's it going to be like playing in your own championship, or have you even thought about that?
A bit rare, I suppose. I took that into consideration, I suppose, when we were starting, you know, and a bit rare and a bit difficult, you know, but I'm just going to have to put it to the back burner. As I say, it's been playing league football and we've been training hard at the moment. I haven't really completely thought of it as of yet, but we'll get there. As I say, a huge game against our draft for ourselves coming up now, and a club with a huge pedigree and a huge tradition, consistency of them over the last, you know, number of years has been absolutely huge, and us coming off the back of a very, very poor start in the league, you know, the backs will be against the wall, but we'll give it a rattle.
As you said, you started out, I think it was probably intermediate you started, wasn't it?
You
missed the junior, you started at intermediate, and it's been a great, 5 or 6 years for Glenn Swilly.
Yeah, not too bad, I suppose. There's been a lot of work. We managed to get a good, decent group of, you know, 30, 40, 50 players, I suppose, over the last number of years to really try and go at it, you know, and we slowly but surely rose up through the levels, you know. Our transition from intermediate to senior was quite instant, but it was a little bit too instant, I suppose, in the first couple of years, where we managed to get through to finals, but occasions and various things like that got to us, and I suppose the experiences that we did gain from them has helped us, you know, and managed to get a few. But recent years then has been a bit of a struggle, and it's been a bit of a downer, you know. Which I suppose we're like no other club, where we need to grab all their players, we need to have all their players playing as much as we can, and trying to do that now on a consistent basis is difficult, but.
Yeah, and have you become a championship oriented or minded team over the last years, rather than maybe league football, and been all that interested in the league?
I think a lot of teams too tend to do that. You know, I think league is without a shadow of a doubt hugely important for your consistency. It depends what you're after. If you're looking to develop a squad and develop a team, then so be it. You know, I think we have a lot of young players now that are coming into our team, and to give them high level football in Division One is absolutely imperative. But at the same time, we have a lot of players that, you know, has been on the road quite a while now, and you know, their mind can tend to drift to championship quite a bit. So it's a little mixture of both. I don't think you can, I suppose, go through a league campaign like ourselves the way we are and try to turn it on in championship. We need to try and grab a couple of results, I suppose, hopefully starting this weekend in the league, you know, running into the championship, you know.
Would that be a concern going into the championship, for not only for you or anybody, if you're on a bad run like that?
I think it is, you know, and you know, it's very, very difficult to turn on. You look at the consistency of the teams, the likes of your St Junans, your likes of your Glentys now, and St Michael's, you know, Kilcare, you know, as I say, they're going to be going into the games with huge confidence, you know, and they've got that winning feeling and that winning mentality that they can take into it. But likewise, you're hoping against hope that you can harness, you know, a bit of, I suppose, disappointment in those league games to try and pull everything together, and as much as you can, I suppose, at the end of the day, that's what we're going to have to try and do now over the next week or two.
Yeah, and I suppose, what's the attitude or the view towards the, you know, a round of the championship now, and probably having to wait till September, August, or even hopefully October?
I think, I suppose, it gives an early focus to teams. You know, it can be very, very difficult, I suppose, maybe for players to motivate themselves, I suppose, if they're knowing maybe the championship's going to be on a huge while later or a little months later. I think this early kind of structure puts a real focus in the first five league games, and player teams, and you look at the quality of the first five league games, I think been looking at them and been playing in them, I think they've been a very, very high standard, to be quite honest. And I think players have really, really been going at it. And I think that's because, you know, the first round of the championship, you know, you look at some of the groups, the first game can be quite key in a lot of them. Mm. There's a couple of humdingers of games, you know, I suppose ourselves included, where you want to really, really get off to a good start. And I suppose teams have been trying to put a huge emphasis on them first five league games to try and get off to a good start, because they know they could be, backs could be against the wall later down into the summer, you know.
Yeah, and tell me, you were in a group with Ardrad, Onlow and Bundoran.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, we've played them, you know, for the last number of years. We've been bumping into them quite a bit in the various divisions, both at league and at championship. So as I say, yeah, there's a mixture of up and coming teams we've played, I suppose. Ardra already in the league this year. I suppose we got our backsides handed to us over in Ardra that day. So you know, no doubt, I suppose with up and coming players that they have, along with the mixture, the bit of experience they have there, it'll be a very, very difficult task for us. And you know, as I say, that's a game that we'll be looking at now and looking no further than that, you know.
Yeah. And tell me, I know you go to championship games in Derry and Tyrone. Yeah. How do you think the Donegal Championship compares?
I suppose there's no secret it's got a bit of flack over the last number, maybe 5-10 years, over maybe the performances, and looking at the performances of teams going into the provincial championships from our various championships here within the county. But you know, we can always look outside our county, and things are a hell of a lot rosier out there. I do believe myself that looking and going around to the games and looking at the performances over maybe the last 2 to 3 years of our champions here within the county going into Ulster has been quite good. It can still improve without a shadow of a doubt, but I do think that the quality of football and the standard of football is very good. I do think the league structure within the championship has given it a new dimension. You know, and I think, I suppose, the whole area of being around at games and, you know, logging onto your social media and you know, looking at the various media outlets that are out there and trying to get your latest scores and your latest updates, I think is absolutely huge. And people tuning into it, I suppose, in the next days and papers and various things like that is absolutely fantastic. The coverage that we get here is huge, and I think it can only be positive for the whole championships as a whole.
Yeah.